All fats are bad fats. That's tended to be the traditional approach to fats in the diet. But new evidence is emerging that indicates that many fats are in fact essential to life. For example, they're a source of energy, insulation, and they help absorb vitamins like A, D, E, and K. Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You believes that another way to look at fats is as the good, the so-called bad, and the definitely very ugly.
Good fats are the like monounsaturates. Those are the olive oils, canola oils. Then we have polyunsaturates, which are the omega-6 fatty acids. These are all fats, and all kinds of fats other than man-made fats are absolutely essential for human health. Polyunsaturated fats like omega-6 fatty acids perform vital functions in the body. They're all the ones that are found in sunflower seeds, flax seeds, sunflower oils, soybeans. Then there's omega-3 fatty acids, which are the ones found in fish and also produced by flaxseed as well. Those are the good fats, traditionally. Then you've got the bad fats, or so-called bad fats, that have been given a bad name, like the saturated fats in meat, butter, cheese, egg yolks, those kinds of things. And then you've got the ugly, which is the trans fatty acids, which are the ones that are fake fats, or they've been manipulated fats in partially hydrogenated vegetable oils. These are the fats that have been gone through a certain processing, and they become something that is not real. They're partially processed. Any snack products, anything that sits on the shelf, like cookies, biscuits, crackers, those sorts of things, usually have trans fats in them.
So the good, the bad, and the ugly, that's the traditional thinking. What do we now know about fats?
Well, we know, in a word, we know that there's no such thing as a bad fat other than the fake fats, the trans fats. They have really contributed to human illness, but everything else is absolutely vital. The problem is in trying to figure out how much you need of each one and trying to figure out what you should include in your diet. I think this is very surprising because we have always thought saturated fats are really bad for you. They've been implicated in cancer, et cetera, et cetera. But there's good evidence to demonstrate that saturated fats in whole foods actually do your body a lot of good, and they have something positive to offer the body.
Okay, you always hear a lot about when you're taking omega-6 and omega-3 oils that you need to put them in the right relationship to each other. What do we know about that?
Well, they're absolutely essential to human health, and the body can't make these fats, so you have to get them from dietary sources. We've realized relatively recently that these fatty acids are very important, and we haven't had them in our diet to the degree that we need to. And we know that probably the average person should be getting something like 1.5 to 1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids. However, what we're actually getting now, we're kind of drowning in omega-6 because we're finding that we're getting something like 10 to 1 or 25 to 1, as much as 25 to 1. So the typical diet is very low in omega-3 fatty acids compared with our ancestral type diets. And it's just overwhelmed with omega-6 fatty acids. And this can possibly be dangerous because we've seen some studies demonstrating a higher risk of cancer and heart problems with too high a level of omega-6 fatty acids.
Sounds very confusing. What do we do then?
Well, I mean, the first thing is to stop drowning in omega-6 fatty acids, which will mess up your omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. So what you need to do is to think about cutting down on things like vegetable oils, spreads, and shortenings that contain all these sorts of oils like sunflower, corn, soy, or whatever, and maybe cook with olive oil instead so that you're controlling your intake maybe just with supplements, things like evening primrose oil or whatever, which have wonderful evidence of doing all sorts of good. If your diet's already high in omega-6, then you probably don't want to supplement. So look at that and just be sensible about supplementing. Fish oils are really the best kind of omega-3. There's no question about that. Flaxseed doesn't turn into omega-6, the kinds of fatty acids you need, as readily as fish oils. Fish oils are sort of one step ahead. So if you're not a vegan, it's really important to take fish oils, or even more important, eat fish, eat fatty fish, and get as much as you can from your diet rather than supplements. But to look at your total intake so that you're not drowning in it. I guess the best advice of all is to listen to your body's innate wisdom Avoid mega dosing on supplements, but eat the widest variety of organic, unprocessed, uninterfered with food, and eat the kind of food that stood the test of time of the ages.
That's Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.